You are witnesses of these things. These are the words that close our gospel lesson today from Luke, these words of Jesus, right toward the end of the Gospel of Luke, just before he ascends into heaven. Jesus' disciples have seen a lot in those few days. They've seen Jesus' arrest. They've seen his suffering. They've seen his death. They've experienced the grief of losing Jesus. And now, in today's lesson, suddenly Jesus appears among them. And he says, "Peace be with you." But they don't feel peace. They feel startled and afraid and confused and hopeful, but they're not really sure, and they don't know what to do, and they don't know what to believe. They're wondering what is happening. And so Jesus eats some fish to try to show them, no, it's really me. I'm a real person. I'm not a ghost. I'm not a whatever. I'm not a 3D, you know, hologram or whatever people have today. Jesus is trying to say, I'm a real person. It's really me. It's your old pal Jesus. Check out the hands and the feet here, guys. And then once they start to calm down, once they start to calm down and start to believe, okay, maybe this really is him, then Jesus decides to teach them, to impart upon them, to try one more time, maybe one last time, to get his closest friends and followers to understand what has happened and what it means. And so he goes through the law and the prophets and the Psalms. He opens their minds to understand the scriptures, just as he had earlier that same day with Cleopas and Cleopas's friend on the road to Emmaus. I mean, this the conversation they're having today when Jesus appears is during the time that Cleopas is explaining what has happened. That's when Jesus shows up. So Jesus opens their mind to understand these scriptures. Thus it is written that the Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. Jesus is explaining how he is the fulfillment of so much of what has come before, and that the work of these disciples does not stop now, but really begins now, proclaiming repentance and forgiveness of sins in Jesus' name to all nations, starting from Jerusalem. Jesus' words from today's scripture land differently this week than they might in another week, in another nation, maybe even in another metropolitan area, as we've had a week here. It was last Sunday that Dante Wright was killed by a police officer in Brooklyn Center, kind of all the way across town from me, but I drove past there this weekend a couple of times. And apparently the officer was trying to tase him, but took out a gun instead of a taser and shot him. Dante Wright, 20 years old, is dead. And now, of course, there are more, many, many more protests. And since then, the police and the National Guard response has been harsh, to say the least. There are curfews, and there were times when there were not curfews, and journalists are being beaten up, and medics are being arrested. And the governor's taking a lot of heat for this because nobody feels like he's really keeping people safe. And this is all, of course, in the midst of the Chauvin trial after the killing of George Floyd last year. There's a verdict going to come up in that trial as soon as tomorrow, but quite likely this week. And whatever that verdict is, there are going to be people in the streets. There's going to be unrest, call it. There's going to be a lot happening. our struggles with these things are far from over. There were other events around the country this week. Adam Toledo was 13 years old, shot by police. And of course, now that there's this video of these things happening, you know, the video of Dante Wright's killing, the video of George Floyd dying with a knee on his neck, the video of Adam Toledo, a 13-year-old kid with his hands in the air, shot in the chest and killed. It's like, in the history of this country, I think one of the most famous, perhaps the most famous incident of a gruesome death that changed a nation was the death of Emmett Till, you know, who was just a little kid who was beaten to death way back in the 50s, right? I mean, it was a long time ago. But his mother demanded that he have an open casket funeral so that everybody can see what had been done to her baby. And those pictures of this beaten, brutalized young boy were splashed across newspapers and across the country, and they changed things. And later there were, in the civil rights protests of the 1960s, I think, I don't know exactly the dates of the right ones, but the ones where there was video of fire hoses and dogs being used on peaceful protesters. And those videos changed public perception. They made the public change. They said, oh, this is not right. You can't treat people like this. So many people don't believe it until they see it with their own eyes. Now we have an Emmett Till every week or so. I don't know. There have been mass shootings in this country 6 weeks in a row. And that's a separate thing. That's not even the police killing people thing, which is a slightly different deal. But there are these other just random people, mass shootings. There have been mass shootings 6 weeks in a row. The one this week. And those are of four or more people dead. Depending on how you define mass shootings, there have been lots and lots more in that time. The one this week was in Indianapolis at a FedEx center. 8 people died. 8 more were injured, as I understand it. Honestly, hard to keep up with all the news this week and try to maintain one's emotional well-being. There's only so much that people can take. So many of these incidents are also shaped by the racism in this country. It keeps being, black and brown people being killed by the police. It keeps being white mass shooters killing people with firearms. It's a pattern that's not a coincidence. And I don't know, that's the nation we live in. We are witnesses of these things, in the words of Jesus. Remember when Jesus came and said, peace be with you? We have no peace in these days, in our time, where we are, in our nation. I think it's so important in our gospel lesson today that Jesus says, repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in Jesus' name to all nations. Repentance is the beginning of what Jesus says the message needs to be. Stop what you're doing. Change what you're doing. Can this nation change? Can this nation stop, I don't think worshiping is the right word, but basically worshiping guns and white supremacy and militarization and violence? Can this nation stop those things? Can we repent? Is it even possible? Or is it just baked into who we are? And we're just going to live like this forever. People dying in ones and fours and eights and 13s, day after day, week after week. Is that who we are? Can we repent? Jesus offers us forgiveness, even for these horrendous, awful things. Forgiveness is possible. But it's so hard right now to forgive one another. I mean, think about You know, let's say Dante, right? Let's say it really was, or maybe it was truly an accident. She meant to tase him, and said she shot him and killed him, right? Let's say it was an accident. There is no room for that kind of error on anybody's part right now. A mistake leads to what we see now, mass action, political unrest, protests met with violence by police, retaliated with, you know, bottles and rocks and fires maybe by people. It's just such a mess right now. There's no room for error. There's no trust between people who see things on different sides. And all of this, of course, in the midst of this pandemic that goes on, where the numbers are rising again because of variants, even as so many of us are getting vaccinated, and thank God for that. Even in that context, the case numbers are rising, hospitalizations are back up, people are still getting sick and dying from this disease. And we are witnesses of these things. How can we care for one another? How can we inspire people to care for one another? How can we bring peace in our nation, in our own community? Of course, nobody knows the answer to that, really. But what we do know is that even as we are witnesses of all these things, in the last week, in the last months, in the last year, in the last 200 years, in this nation, we also are witnesses to the things that Jesus was speaking about to his disciples originally in our gospel lesson from Luke today. We also are witnesses of the way that Jesus was arrested and killed by the state, remember. But also, more importantly, we are witnesses that Jesus rose from the dead. That we are witnesses that the love of God is stronger even than death itself. We are witnesses that the impossible things are possible through the grace and mercy of God. We are witnesses of these things, of the transforming power of God's love. Not just transforming individual hearts, although yes, that too, but transforming whole societies, transforming whole nations, transforming the whole of God's creation, the whole world. We are witnesses of these things. So let the grace of God give you hope, even in times that seem hopeless. Let us continue to be willing to be fools for Christ, knowing that it's not easy. It seems almost impossible to live in a better world than this, in a better nation than this. And yet we have hope. And yet we have hope. And yet we are hope. We are witnesses of these things. Trust in God. Pray that God might transform you along with our community, along with our nation, that we can all be a part of loving and serving God and one another. We can be a part of the peace that Jesus brings, that Jesus longs for all of his followers and for all of God's people. Amen.